All right, as you're heading back to your spots, I invite you or the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Baby Huck is in the house, people. Hi, Huck. Awesome. Oh, good morning. Good morning. I'm Heather. I'm the children's minister here, and I'm happy to get to see all of you guys back from spring break. We had a light crowd last week, so I'm glad. I hope everybody had fun on spring break. So I actually brought oranges for everybody, and everybody gets one. And while you're looking at your orange, and I hope we have enough. If I don't, you might have to share with your brother or sister. Okay, y'all, thanks. Okay, tell me what the fruits of the Spirit are. Go ahead.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Good job. I knew you guys knew. That's so awesome. So this piece of fruit was just to trigger our memory about how the Holy Spirit blesses us with all of those qualities. So when we ask God into our lives, great job, you're welcome, then we just, over time, we feel those feelings more. We feel more love. We feel more joy, that type of thing. Peace, patience. Well, I was thinking, where does forgiveness fall in there? I was wondering, can somebody help me? Forgiveness isn't really a fruit of the Spirit that we've learned like in the song, but isn't that a quality that's really important when we follow Jesus to be forgiving? Rosalie, what do you think? You want to come up here? Come here. Thanks, sweetie.
The trespasses of those of us.
Okay. From the Lord's Prayer?
Forgive.
Okay, forgive. Yes. So it.
Forgive those who trespass against us.
Good job. I love that. Okay, so it's in the Lord's Prayer. I mean, it's right there. Well, you remember the parable of the lost son? Do you remember that story that Jesus told about the two sons that the dad gave a bunch of money to both of them, and one of them went to some wild city and partied down and spent all his money and ended up without anything, just living with the pigs, eating out of the trough, and came back. And the dad, what did the dad do? Does anybody remember that story? When he came back all dirty and lost all the money he had given him, and the dad said, "Come here, I love you," and gave him a big embrace. The dad forgave him. The other brother was not too happy about that, right? He was like, "What the hey? I've been here working hard and saving my money, and you just forgave him like that?" And the dad said, "Yeah," because he was lost and then he was found again. So any time that we're having a hard time and we turn our back on God, and we don't mean to, but we need to turn back to God, God's always going to be there to love us and to forgive us. And that's what we're supposed to try and do too, right? If there's someone you're mad at or whatever, can you think about a way to forgive them? Let's think about that. Okay, let's close our eyes and pray. Dear God, thank you for blessing me with so much. Help me to be kind and patient and loving with everyone. And help me to forgive, even when I disagree with someone. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, we are going to go straight to the chapel because we are going to sing, practice our song for Palm Sunday, and then we'll go to Children's Church. So line up and we're going to go to the chapel, okay? And you get to keep your orange.